Have you ever felt like you're not enough or struggled with the idea that your experiences might be too ordinary to make a difference? If so, trust me, I've been there. And today's episode is what both you and I needed to hear. Today on the Own Your Future Challenge, we got three incredible speakers. Dean Graziosi started us off by breaking down exactly what you could create that's valuable and identified how to pick the people who would buy it from you. Cody Sanchez laid out the specific process on how to pick a great topic, and then how to leverage today's technology to find your audience and get your message out with virality. And Jay Shetty, he spoke straight to our hearts, reminding us that you're enough, your experiences are enough. And there are people out there who need you and only you. You're already enough to help them. You just have to get your message out. Once again, I'm David B., your friend and teammate while you're working on your business. And along with my co-host, Teresa Merrick, we've been diving into these topics for years, learning from the best in the industry and bringing that knowledge directly to you. So if you have ever wondered what the value or worth of your personal experiences are, or if you've ever thought about how to turn those into something tangible that others would eagerly pay for, and if this is the kind of thing that sparkles your spatula, then hit subscribe, sit back and focus up, and welcome to another episode of the IDK WTF I Was Doing podcast.
Have you ever started something new that you were really excited about and invested time or money into, but after doing it for a while, you reach a point and you just feel like, I have no idea what the F I'm doing.
There's that bubbling up of frustration because you're not quite as good as you thought you'd be, or it's nowhere near as easy as you expected. Then suddenly a wave of guilt comes at the same time and you don't really want to or feel like you can express this to anyone.
Having a dream you want to accomplish can be very sad and isolating. It's lonely because visionaries tend to see the world the way that it could be instead of settling for the way the world currently is, like most people do.
We believe this so deeply that we wrote a book with the exact 4 steps to help.
This guide is designed to take you out of that feeling of frustration and overwhelm and lead you into the calmness and clarity that you need to reach the life that you know in your heart you're destined to have.
If you've started a project or a goal but have stopped, gotten stuck, or are starting to feel burned out, this is 100% the book for you.
Go to idkwtfpodcast.com today and download your digital copy with the coupon code ACTION to get it on us. Because we want to join you and be your supportive friends and partners throughout your journey.
It's only free for a limited time if you use the code ACTION by going to our website, idkwtfpodcast.com.
Check it out today and let's get unstuck together.
All right. So once again, KK started us off for another day two. And of course, lots of people did not make it back. However, many of you did, and you did, or you're at least checking out the review here today. And some people, this is actually their first day. And if this is your first day and you can't, you know, you don't have the time to go see the whole thing, go check out my day one review. A little bit longer than today's, but it was a long day in the actual challenge. So she welcomed us all back and once again assured us that we are in the right place at the exact right time. Dean came on and said, it is the second day, or it's only the second day, and trust us, it's just going to keep getting better. He let us know that by the end of today, you'll have a great idea on exactly what to create and who to create it for. So yesterday, after day one, you should have had this feeling of, I see that this industry exists. I kind of know what it's about. I know that now is a really the right time to get into it. And I'm starting to believe that maybe this is something that I could personally do. So the goal of today is to show you that you can absolutely do it because there's other people like you out there just crushing it. And really the thing to keep in mind that he says is that most of the time, especially when we're starting something new, it can be really overwhelming and we start to think about all these possibilities. But if you could really boil it down at any point during this event, remember that most of the time, the person who you need to help most is essentially you from a few years ago. He went on to say that like he knew he was meant for more years before he actually took that action. For some of us, we often need to do whatever it is we possibly can to disturb ourselves into taking action, right? And again, kind of reiterated that he said that Dean said there's about 10% less people on day two than day one. I'm highly certain that number is exaggerated because it should be more like 40% less, especially if you're running your own events and it's a multi-day event. And that's totally normal. But it's sad for them, really, because those are people who decided that it's not that the message isn't the right message. It's that they don't feel like they'll ever be the person who will take advantage of that message or get out of the rut that they're stuck in. And they're kind of dedicating themselves to staying exactly where they've been. So it's the action takers, like the community of this podcast, it's those who are committed to change or committed to doing something for themselves, who are the ones who show up day after day and really put in the work and get the lessons out of this. And, you know, there's always stuff that happens. Life can get in the way. And the problem is, there's always going to be something that comes up and life is always going to try and get in the way. So again, that's another reason I do these recaps, because I know not everyone can be there for the whole 2-3 hours. So at least like something like this can give you guys as close to what you need to get the full picture. And maybe I can even guide you towards the right pieces in the replays of the events to save you some time, because I absolutely know I'm not the best speaker and I'm not nearly as good as, you know, Dean Graziosi, Tony, or any of the other guys out there. But the topic that Dean covered is the power of the bullseye. He used to call this finding the dot. It is a great topic. So no matter if you want to be a coach, write a book, make a course, be a consultant, do masterminds, do a podcast, the framework of all of this stuff is exactly the same. So don't worry about kind of the details yet of what it is you want to create or how you want to get that message out there. It's more paying attention to the framework that's covered over the next few days. That's really going to help you get to that faster, no matter what the end product is going to be. And that is absolutely, absolutely true. Dean then went on to share his story about his first real product, which was Motor Millions. And because again, a lot of times when we think, okay, I want to teach, you know, singing, or I want to teach art, or I want to teach the thing that I'm good at, we feel like we have to teach everything to everyone, right? But really, it's narrowing it down. And that's the power of the bullseye, is finding the exact niche of what you're looking for. With Dean's Motor Millions, he had to realize he wasn't showing everyone every aspect of the car industry. He was just really showing people how to sell 1 to 2 extra cars a month to make like a grand or two, just kind of flipping used cars, right? Which was just a unique niche thing that he had developed, you know, forever ago. His second program was again something very similar, where it was in real estate, where he could have created a product with the history of real estate and, you know, here's commercial real estate and all these other parts of it. But that's not what he was doing. He was, again, just at that beginning level, showing people how to do 1 to 2 deals a month without a whole lot of investment capital, right? So the key is to remember, you can teach the one thing that you're good at, or even the thing that you've been learning and you're still growing in. But if you're a little bit ahead of somebody else, that experience is invaluable for them to speed up and get there quicker. And that's really the whole message of this entire day. So he then gave us an exercise. And once again, just like the last one a few people took me up on, is I would love to do this with you. So you can always just message me in the comments, or if you go to the idkwtfpodcast.com, you can contact me through there. And I'm happy to go through any of these exercises with you. So the exercise is essentially what you want to write down is, what problem can you solve for others? And at this point, a lot of people think, well, my thing isn't really a problem. I help people paint. But that is a problem, because some people can't paint. Or maybe there's a specific style of painting or a drawing that they haven't mastered yet, and you can show it in your way. And what are some other problems, like helping people fall in love, playing an interest instrument? What kind of skills or hobbies or passions do you have that other people might struggle in, right? The next thing to write down is, what dream can you help expedite? Is it maybe someone's dream of owning a home or starting a business or climbing a mountain or traveling to a different country, right? And then the third thing to write down is, what is it that you love talking about? What's something you're just absolutely passionate about? History, technology, video games, movies. One of my favorite YouTube channels is New Rock Stars, which talks about Marvel movies and, you know, a lot of other pop culture movies at any given time. And I just love their breakdowns, how far they dive into the different topics. And they just got there because they were passionate about Marvel, you know, and the movie industry in general. What Dean really did do well in this segment was he gave a lot of social proof examples. He was showing people who are on their website. It's called mastermind.com, which is kind of like a place where you can host your product, whether it's a digital course or books, anything like that. And he was showing people who are on that website making money with the courses that they've developed. And it was, there's an endless amount, right? I didn't write down all of those examples, but it was enough to really show that really any idea that you have, any skill that you have is going to be valuable to somebody else. And I think he did a really good job showing a wide spread of people that encapsulate that exact message. He then actually showed off, Tanner came on, which is his nephew, I think, and showed some of the AI capabilities, which is another product that they're going to be rolling out most likely to really help you find your target market better, create a lot of the sales copy, which is tedious and hard. But I mean, you can do all of this with ChatGPT anyways for completely free without investing in anything. So it's just so easy now to do all of this stuff that it was not easy to do before. He then brought on some of, again, just two wonderful speakers that I've never really heard before. I know of Jay Shetty, and I've heard him speak, but I've never really sat down and listened to his full message. And I had never heard of Cody Sanchez before, she was awesome. But they covered two really, really big topics that I found through the years my clients tend to get stuck on the most. And the two places people get stuck are really just getting started, like sitting down and fleshing out and creating this idea, this passion, this vision that they have. And the second place people get stuck is expanding it. So they'll create it, but they have a hard time getting out and getting in front of more people. And they really nailed exactly how to do that in just, you know, about an hour between the two. So Cody Sanchez, she started off really saying what her biggest regret was. And something that just hits so close to home is Cody's biggest regret is living other people's lives. She'd been stuck in working in a business that she didn't love, but she was good at, and they were relying on her, and she made them a bunch of money, putting in 80-hour work weeks. And then they just kind of said, hey, we don't like what you're doing in your personal life. She was married to a man that wasn't right for her. And just, we all know how difficult tension at home can be when that's all you're getting all of the time. And she says, if there's one thing I wish I could have done different, would be to have started doing my own thing sooner. And she says, you might have an anxiety knowing that you were meant for something bigger. However, there's something in you that doesn't want to let that part of yourself out. And it's a feeling of, you know, what if you go all in and you try, but you fail? And she said something that was neat. She said she's never actually tried that hard in her life. And a lot of us get by with pretty good success, but we never have to really, really try and go for it. And doing something new that's completely on your own is very vulnerable in that way. And one thing that she realized when she was working at that company, they said that, you know, what we do is we do our thing and we make money quietly. And that kind of flipped her mindset to just kind of get mad at that concept and say, why can't we do it loudly? Why can't we make money and bring other people with us? And at that point, she started living by this mantra, because what she was doing was a lot of social media, a lot of TikTok, I think Instagram and LinkedIn. And she was just kind of putting a lot of stuff out into the world. And it was a financial firm she worked for didn't like that. So they essentially pushed her out of the company. And at this point, she kind of started going by the mantra that first people are going to make fun of you, then they're going to think you're crazy, and then they're going to ask you how you did it. And through this process, you know, as long as you're just authentically yourself and you're going all in, success can be on that other side, but you have to get past all of the people in your life who might not understand exactly what you're doing. And the other thing she said that jumped out to me is often someone else's no is going to push you into your own yes. She also said something, the thing about fame is that it is pretty cool, but money is more cool. It buys things, it can change people's lives. If you own your own future, the benefit of that as well is bringing other people along with you that you love. When you have money, you get to build a world that you want to have. And this is something she even said it in there. It's something that not a lot of people talk about as far as the money side, but you can do so much more if you have more to give. And through her process of kind of becoming social media famous is she's met many billionaires and other famous people. And what she says is we're all just anxious bipedal monkeys trying to do our best. You know, there's not that much different between someone who's famous and not. It's just they've done something a little bit different. So she then breaks down which is another take on kind of Dean Graziosi's teaching of how to find exactly what it is you want to teach about. And she says, what you should look for is something that's at the intersection of three things. Something that's fun, something that's easy, and something that brings in money. So something fun is, what is it you do that you talk about when no one is listening and no one is paying you? What's so easy that it's like breathing for you that you might not even realize is something you're great at? And if you can find what of intersects those two things that people will spend money on, that's the surefire way to get something valuable that you enjoy doing. She then said, because it's attention is the arbitrage of the arbitrage trade of the 21st century. If you can find a viral platform, which she recommends Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn, I would also recommend TikTok on there as well. But if you can find that viral program, that viral platform, and showcase something that you're good at and you have fun doing that people will spend money on, you can get your message out exponentially faster than ever has been possible before in history, easier than ever before in history. But it's something that it does take some work and consistency, right? And that's really all this business is. But this is the exact process on how to get your product out to a lot of people quickly, which makes money very, very fast. The other thing she strongly recommended along that line is while you're doing that is to start your own newsletter, because you do want to own your own audience, right? You don't own an audience when you have a TikTok or a Twitter, because you can get your account banned. Rules can change and it can go away overnight. But if you have your own email list, that won't ever go away. Now, she said two other really, really big things. One is three other big things. So one is that once you have a business, why can't you have 10 businesses? So something that, you know, billionaires know that regular people don't is that it's actually easier to buy profits than to try and grow them. So why not buy an established business and expand it instead of trying to grow a new one? That one's a interesting thing to think about. The caveat to that is, though it's something I've tried to do in the past, I've never had one of my businesses running effectively on their own enough to effectively run a second business. So I've tried to do it in the past, but it waters everything down. So I think the key to that one is having a first one that's self-sustained. The other thing that she said that was very big is when you're obsessed with your purpose, everything else will seem like a distraction. And so if you have that thing that's in the center of fun, easy, and money, that is very great to find purpose in. Then the other big thing, this is probably my biggest takeaway from the entire event so far, is to get in the room with people who live your dream as their reality. because this is the fastest way to expand your thinking. And especially in this post-COVID world, it's been very easy for me to stay out of rooms with other people. You know, I'm doing everything with a podcast, which is basically all virtual. You know, I've been traveling for the last like year and a half, and I haven't really settled down, which is where I was when I started this back in, you know, 2017, 18, in rooms with people sharing ideas. And I think that's probably going to be my greatest takeaway and something I'm going to restart doing is creating in-person rooms again with the people that I enjoy the most. So she was a great speaker. I absolutely recommend checking her out. Her name is Corey Sanchez. Jay Shetty then came up, and he's just powerful, powerful speaker. Really gave the clear message of you are enough. And the first thing he started out with was, if you will to get on Google and type in the words, will I ever, he says the first thing is find love. The second thing that comes up is be enough. And it's amazing that we live in this world with like 8 billion people now. It's easier to connect with everyone. And we're all we want is love and to feel like we're enough. And he really dives in to explain that your experience, your struggles, the adventures you've gone through, your uniqueness is all of the things that make you enough, and you're enough right now. You've done all of the things you need to do to be enough. And like I mentioned a little earlier, a lot of people struggle to start. And what Jay Shetty said, one of his mentors said to him, he says, are you afraid to start? Or are you afraid to start thinking that you're starting from zero? Because starting from feeling like you're starting from nothing and having no idea what you're doing then makes everything incredibly overwhelming. And it makes it so overwhelming that maybe we just don't want to do it. And we're going to go back to our safe zone and do what we've always done before, because that's something we've experienced. But kind of the point of this is that we're not starting from zero, especially in the knowledge business. You're starting with everything you already have, the story that you've created, the you that you are, right? And the things you've done are important to somebody else. And so what he said was that so many people get frustrated and don't take this first step because they're thinking about what step seven should be. And because they don't know what step seven should be, they don't know what the next step is, so they don't know what the right thing is to do right now. But the whole point is there is no right thing to do. There, you know, it's as long as you take action and you learn from your mistakes, there's no wrong step. And starting where you are right now is enough. But the core of his message, the biggest thing that it really boils down to, is that if there's anything in your life that you haven't achieved yet, it's probably missing what he calls one of the three C's. There are three C's that will get you absolutely anything you could possibly want, any goal you want to achieve. It is the key. And I absolutely completely agree with him. It's very in line with what we teach here on the IDK WTF podcast. The three things are coaching, community, and clarity. If you have the clarity to know what you want, if you have the coaching to get there, and you have a community of support, there is nothing in the world that you can't do. So if something is missing, it's one of those three things. So, and he was just a wonderful speaker. So that's my big takeaways from these guys. Depending, if you have limited time, depending on what you're struggling with, if you're struggling to grow and expand, you've already got your idea or a product or a business, I would absolutely listen to Corey Sanchez. If you've been feeling like you're overwhelmed and you don't know where to start, I would absolutely listen to Jay Shetty. The speakers were such a phenomenal pick. And Dean's message at the beginning also of how to find your bullseye is a great message. The problem is, and I was trying to think of this earlier today, I don't know if I'm desensitized to the impact of his message because I've seen his talk so much, or if he's distracted and just got a lot of things going on and trying to manage stuff behind the scenes. So he's talking more all over the place and not as clear with his message. But I don't feel like he nailed his talks quite as well as he normally does. And it really could just be a me thing at this point. But the framework of how everything is being presented is probably the best framework out of any of his challenges or his masterminds that I've ever been a part of. These are just wonderful speakers. They're doing such a great job. But I feel like his talks in general have felt a little bit scattered with his stories. So all in all, though, I do think this is a great day two. I'm absolutely excited to hear all the rest. I'll be there every day. I'm hoping that you're there with me. And if you can't be there, just check out our recaps. If I missed anything or if you had any other takeaways, please comment them down below and connect with me at any time. So thanks again. I'm excited to see you and I will chat with you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening.
If you enjoyed today's conversation, please consider liking, subscribing, and or reviewing us on wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Also, if there's someone you know who clearly doesn't know what the fuck they're doing and would benefit from this topic, please hit that share button and send them this episode.
Let's normalize the feeling of uncertainty.
Asking for help and admitting that we don't know
what the fuck we're doing either.